All right. What's up, people? Welcome back to 20% Podcast. Appreciate you being here on this fine, fine Wednesday. Wednesday morning. I'm literally recording this right before it goes out. Doing things a little different this week. Just the one of me. Numero uno. What you see is what you get. Just had a little trouble planning with the peeps this week of trying to agree on a day. People were tired. But I made a promise. I made a promise at the beginning of the year we weren't going to miss an episode. So even if this episode's shit, there's still an episode. And I'm still trying. I'm in the new studio. My new living quarters. My new castle. My 350 square foot castle. It's easy to get lost in here. If you've seen the video, you can see some of the city behind me, you know. Living at large. Big city dreaming. You know, it's been kind of frustrating this week, I guess, just trying to coordinate and keep this podcast going. And, you know, everyone has weeks like that, especially, you know, everyone has that in life, but I feel like it's especially true in, like, creative endeavors. You hit a lot of roadblocks, a lot of headaches, and a lot of time spent wondering, is this going anywhere? I like to think this is going somewhere. You people keep coming back, and I really appreciate that. I'm just a really lost 25-year-old trying to, you know, have something going on. And it's not a lot to ask for, but some days it's really hard to attain that. So for any of y'all just, you know, hitting some roadblocks, feeling like you're nowhere, join the club, bitches. Join the club. Exciting news this week out of my home state, Pennsylvania. If any of you have never been to Pennsylvania, I don't recommend it. But Jesus Christ, there was this fucking story, okay? The Snow Massacre. So this story comes out of, it's near Scranton, Pennsylvania. So, you know, near where the office took place. So basically what had happened was this guy, killed his two neighbors. The neighbors, this was after the recent snowstorm. The neighbors apparently were shoveling snow out of, like, their driveway and, like, their parking spot, I guess. And they were just, like, throwing it more towards his yard, his space, you know, just crossing some boundaries maybe. But maybe they were in a hurry and didn't give a fuck. I don't really know the context. But essentially, the neighbor dude was like, yo, not cool. You know, you're stepping on my toes here. And apparently the couple, didn't take kindly to that. They started mouthing off, exchanging words, which in a lot of situations doesn't really get you anywhere. Now these are alleged quotes, mind you. But the neighbor, was told by the couple that was shoveling the snow in his yard, it was like, hey, we'll make your life a living hell, which seems a bit extreme, bro. It's just some snow. Chill out. So they start threatening the guy. Not only are these people making his day worse by giving him more snow on top of the snow he already had, now they're threatening him. The guy goes into his house, comes back out with a fucking gun, and he allegedly says, you should have kept your mouth shut. Should have kept the trapper flied. You know? Zip it up. You just... And he shot them both dead in the street. Like, holy shit. Pennsylvania. What is that? Which just goes to show you never really know how close someone is to breaking. Like there's a lot of people that you don't know what day they've had, what week they've had, what couple years they've had. They could be one sentence away from just snapping. That's crazy. Like, the video even got removed off of Twitter. Like, I don't think people, like, you need to understand, like, for a video to be removed from Twitter, that's some pretty wild shit. I was a little late to the party and didn't get to see the video, so I'm a little upset. I like seeing gruesome things. It gives reality some depth. Not that I'm a fan of murdering people. Okay, let me get that straight. But I think it gives reality some depth. You know, don't be an asshole or you might get shot in the face. But yeah, so repping Pennsylvania, feeling good about that, you know. Exactly, and that's the thing. With states like that, you don't hear anything about these fucking states. And the things you do hear are just like, what? Why do people live there? Like, some days I forget people actually live in Pennsylvania. I'm from there. I'm just like, why do you live there? I don't know. The last couple weeks have been like this fucking, anyone who's moved knows it's literally like the worst fucking thing ever. You gotta box shit up. You gotta label shit. You gotta fucking rent a U-Haul. You gotta change your fucking address. You gotta update the fucking address on all your car. It's just this whole thing, man. I didn't sign up for this. And sign up for this bullshit. And anyway, at my old place right now, the lease is finishing up this month, and I have an apartment walkthrough with the leasing lady person. Okay. So with that, last week they had sent out this fucking email that was like, ooh, we're going to test your fire alarms. So, you know, there's going to be a company coming into your house to test your smoke alarm, fire alarm, whatever the fuck it is. Okay. Me being a smoker, you know, I have this ritual where when I move into a place, I just take the smoke detectors off the ceiling. I just don't like dealing with them. Sometimes I'll burn a Pop-Tart and it'll go off and it's just unnecessary. I don't need you screaming at me. I know I fucked up. And here's the thing about fucking smoke alarms, dude. Usually when there's a fire, you know there's a fire. I don't get it. Anyway, what had happened was I took the smoke detector and threw it in my yard a couple months ago. And it's just been chilling out there. You know, just taking naps in the rain. You know, getting hit by debris. Just really, really putting it to the test out there. Because I've never had someone like, oh, we're going to come in and test your alarm. So I didn't think any of it. I had gotten high the night before with some buddies. And we had taken the original idea was we were going to tape this Eggo waffle to where the smoke detector was and write Smokey Detective on it. But then we found out you couldn't write on an Eggo waffle. You know, there's the Eggo waffles aren't even that tasty. The least they could do is let you be able to write on them, you know? But anyway, my friend took a Tupperware lid and wrote on with a Sharpie that was like, yes, I like smoke. And I taped it up where the smoke detector was. And then I drove back to my new place here and I just like kind of forgot about it. And then I woke up to an email that was like, hey, you know, we're coming into your units today. And I was like, oh, shit. So I drive back down to where my old place is. And I see like the smoke detector people like 2 doors down from my apartment. So I like run in, I grab the smoke detector from my backyard, try and clean it up. I'm trying to like put it back on the ceiling. It won't go. I'm freaking out. And then they just send me a fucking text message that said, "Thanks everyone. The testing's completed." Okay, so now y'all are a bunch of liars. You're gonna give me all these rules and then you're just gonna lie? You know, rentees are held to high standards, okay? But the people giving the rentals, you know, your landlord, they're not. They could, dude, landlords are so fucking shady. And then trying to like, if you ever in a dispute with a landlord and you try to take that shit to court, good luck, you're never gonna win. It's a rigged system. But yeah, anyway, I made that huge trip and I tried fixing it in a hurry to find out that they lied. As of yesterday, my friend had taken the smoke detector, and it's where it's supposed to be, except it's not connected. It's just duct taped to the ceiling, for my walkthrough today. Like we folded the tape, you know, double-sided the tape, and it's safe and secure up there. And I don't think I'm liable for anything because they said they tested it. So here we are. And also, I never get a fucking security deposit back. So fuck their smoke detector. You can buy a new one with this money you never give me anyway. Ugh. I got in a debate with one of my buddies today that was like, we were arguing about like things changing. Like, for example, the particular thing that was in question was QR codes. Okay, like there's you know they're scannable menus, whatever. They've really popped up over the last 2 years. I was like, you know, I think QR codes are going to replace, maybe not replace, but URL codes for websites are just kind of outdated. It's this whole thing. And we got in this debate, and it's just like things are fucking changing, dude. Think about it. Crypto's the new currency. Pandemics are the new fad. QR is the new URL. Studios are the new apartments, and apartments are the new houses. You get what I'm putting down? Things change in a blink of an eye. You know? Damn. This shit's hard to do alone. I miss the homies. Man, this chair keeps creaking. Miss the homies. The things have been different with the homies recently. Won't really go into why, but I just hate change. I hate change right now. I used to really love change. But recently I've really fucking hated it. I don't know. Life's just been so bland the last year, as it probably was for most people. And one pillar you usually have are these, like, you know, these friendships and relationships that are supposed to stand the test of time, you know? Or I guess maybe not, you know, I guess it's just a fairy tale. But it's all part of this whole growing up shit that's just pretty fucking gay. I'll just say it. It's pretty gay. Growing up, adulthood, go fuck yourself. Nobody wants you. Okay. I got another thing. So, I was recently at a little shindig, I'll call it. Not many people. You know, don't report me to the governor. It was a small shindig. You know, drinkies, smokies, couple peoples. And like, they're fine. Like, I had a good time. It was okay. It was fine. It's good to hang out, be around people. But here's my thing. You know, when you're 17, you know, 17 through 21. You know, you got these, you know, I've been to frat parties, some crazy house parties, and like, you know, people just doing off the wall shit and literally giving no fucks, you know, snorting drugs off of anything or anyone, you know, taking your clothes off, you know, getting in trouble with the cops, you know, trashing a house, you know, these sorts of things, that made parties a party. But now it's like, in your mid-20s, it's different. You don't have house parties anymore. You have shindigs. Adulthood has introduced me to shindigs. And they're fine. It's just, you know, it's one of those take your shoes off at the door. You wear a dress shirt or something. You know, you try to look spiffy. And it's fine, you know, you play, you know, like party games or whatever, but it's not the same, and that's my point. It's not that it's not fun, it's just, compared to the competitor, it kind of blows. It kind of blows, I'm just saying it blows. So I guess the real question is, what makes a party? Is it the people or is it the atmosphere? I'm a believer in the atmosphere. Big believer. Shoes off at the door? Man, God. That just says old. You're scared of a carpet stain? Dude. Ugh. That just hurts my soul. You know? It's just, what are we supposed to be doing right now? Like, 25, just so confusing. Like, what are we doing? I don't have any idea. And now I'm just at shindigs taking my shoes off at the door. What the fuck is that? Yeah, my chair's creaking. I don't really have a setup yet for all this. So deal with my creaky chair, and I'm recording on my cell phone. I don't have the microphone. Due to other organizational issues with the podcast. You know, people don't realize how much, like, work it fucking takes to, like, do these things. We're finally opened here in Washington. Things are open. And honestly, now that I live in the city and when I, like, go for walks or whatever, things are popping. And, like, I know it's, like, a health concern. It's scary. You're going to kill my grandma. Whatever, okay? Like, I get it. It's bad. But it's also really good. Like, human nature, man, we're not supposed to be locked inside. This is bonkers. It's bonkers. We're fighting human nature right now. Either you're going to die of coronavirus or you're going to die of being stuck inside. I mean, I guess there's a lot of introverts out there that would disagree, but I don't know, man. It's been a year. A fucking year. But a lot of good has happened too. You know, as far as, for me, recovering drug addict, I guess is the right term. I've been pretty clean this year. Haven't really touched any of the things that I used to do. Once you remove, you know, the going out scene, it kind of took that away from me. So I think health-wise, I've gotten a lot better. Look at this show. Well, you can't see it if you're listening, but dude, I got a fucking air diffuser thingy. This little orb that just fucking spews out delicious smelling air. That's how healthy and clean living I am, people. I'm fucking mature. Got an air diffuser, if that's what it's called. I don't really know. Okay, so my new apartment here has a fucking, roof deck, and it's like an 8-story building, so you get a cool view, okay, and I'm up there, you know, I'm actually with Cyrus. We were up there smoking a Black and Mild. And the fucking, there's signs up there that say no smoking. What do you mean no smoking? What are we doing up here? What are we doing? What do you think people are supposed to do? Especially in the winter months. It's cold. My balls are up inside me. It's too cold. At least let me have my smoke and let me enjoy the view. What do you want me to do? Just stare? No, let me conversate. Let me light my Black and Mild. This leasing lady came, I guess she was watching the camera. She literally came all the way to the roof just to be like, friendly reminder, it's no smoking. And like points to the sign. It's like, friendly reminder, get a job. Okay, go get a job. That's what I have. Go get a job. Leave me alone. Go get a job. Clean yourself up. I don't know. Ugh. It's kind of cool, though. It's a great view. If you know Seattle, I'm in Cap Hill area, so from my roof, you can see the Columbia Tower, tallest building in Seattle. I think it is. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it is. You can see South Lake Union. You can see these other luxurious buildings. It's beautiful. And at night with all the lights, man, you could just get lost in your thoughts up there. It's really something else. But yeah. I'm trying to think of what else I should touch base with you people on. So weird to think, like, I'm like in someone's ear right now. Like, I used to be at work and I'm just like, and they're just listening to that. This is crazy. But yeah, I think this is pretty much the episode. I felt bad about having to miss an episode, so I wasn't going to let myself miss an episode. So I don't know. I guess let me know how it was. And if you listen all the way through, thanks, you know, just little old me in the big old city, just a small town Pennsylvania boy living in a Seattle shoebox. I made it, mama. I made it. I left that snow shovel massacre town. And now I'm here. It's pretty cool. I left like hick country and now I live in like the most progressive city. Like, whatever. But yeah. Hopefully I get the crew back together for next episode. But yeah, everyone, don't behave out there. Dabble with some drugs. You know, go up. Take a walk. Take a walk. Lose your keys. Find something exciting. Don't just sit. If you sit, you're going to die. My shadow is on the wall. My cat is thinking it's something else. Man. All right, homies. Yeah. That's all I got for you. Thanks for episode. This is episode 41 of 20%. Catch us everywhere at the 20 pod. Yeah. Appreciate you guys. And peace. Why are we so